You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Alex Hall again. I want to demonstrate Blindfold Solitaire. This is from the same guys that brought us Blindfold Racer and Blindfold Crazy 8s and Blindfold Sudoku. They're just churning out the apps over there, and this is another great one. I'm really happy to find it, especially because I always played Solitaire on Windows when I used Windows. There's no accessible Solitaire on the Mac, and until now, the closest we could come on iOS was an app like King's Corner or something, but this is actual, true Solitaire, and I'm happy to have it back. The way this app works is similar to the other apps from the Blindfold series in that it is self-voicing. And you'll see what I mean in a second when I open this up. You'll actually hear a higher-pitched Samantha voice telling you instructions and doing things. That's not to say you don't need voiceover, because you definitely do, but it will work in conjunction with the self-voicing feature. So let's dive right in here. Open Blindfold Solitaire.
Blindfold Solitaire. Blindfold Solitaire main menu.
That, of course, is voiceover. Alright. Usually, you would hear an announcement from the game itself telling you a couple basic instructions. I opened this recently. I guess it only does it if you are opening it after a while of having it closed. Anyway, let's go right into a new game, and once we're done with that, I'll show you the rest of this app. It's pretty basic. You've just got a resume game button if you're in a game, a button to start a new game, and some settings and some help. But let's flick to the right with one finger.
New Klondike, deal 3 cards, button.
And I'm going to actually choose
New Klondike, deal 1 card, button.
The second one down. Now, yours might not have all of those. I think the 3 card deal is actually part of the full game. The game is free to download, and you can play 1 card, I do believe. But the other option is actually a paid feature. You can just purchase a one-time in-app purchase to unlock full features of the game. And there are a couple other things that you can't do with the free version, which we will run into in a bit. But I'm going to double tap this new game.
Starting new Klondike 1 game.
This will
take
a minute.
Tableau cards. Waste cards. To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. For quick help, press 3 fingers for 2 seconds. Waste pile. There is 1 card. 6 of diamonds.
Wow, that's a long intro. Alrighty. A couple things there. First off, if you don't want to listen to all that, you can interrupt it. All you've got to do is touch the screen. Second, you can figure out what the top card is on the deck. I guess what they call the waste pile card. Not sure why they call it that, but you can just touch the screen with 2 fingers. So if you do interrupt all those sounds and announcements and whatnot, then it doesn't matter, because you can still figure out what the card is on top. As it said, though, if you ever do get stuck, just hold 3 fingers for a couple seconds on the screen, which I'll start doing now.
Quick help. Scroll through the actions and gestures in this list.
And there it is. And you're hearing voiceover kind of in the background, but the main voice, again, is the self-voicing feature. Now that we're in the help screen, though, the self-voicing is gone, and we're back to regular old voiceover.
Done. Button. To draw cards, tap with 3 fingers. To jump to waste pile, tap at top of screen.
And I highly recommend you go through all these commands a couple times until you kind of get them down. When you first start a game, these aren't exactly intuitive. They make sense once you do them for a while, and some of them will make sense right away, but they're not necessarily what you'd expect, and there are no actual buttons in the game screen itself. I'll show you how a game works in a minute, but it's not exactly what you might be thinking of when you think of just a regular old card game. So I do suggest that when you start a game, you place 3 fingers on the screen for a couple seconds until this help opens up. When you're done with the help, top right corner is the done button.
Done. Button.
Double tap.
Waste pile. There is 1 card. 6 of diamonds.
Now I'm going to go over real quick how to navigate in this, because the screen, again, is not exactly laid out how you would expect. The very top of the screen is your deck, what they call the waste pile. The middle is where all of the cards go that can go onto an ace. So those 4 stacks are empty. You can put aces on them. Once there's an ace on a stack, you can put 2 of that ace's suit, and so on until you build up 2 kings. Then below that, you have what they call the tableau. And again, I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it's an official rule thing, I don't know. But the tableau is where your seven stacks are. The first stack having one, the second two, the third three, up through the seventh having seven. And that's what all the card dealing was about a minute ago. It was putting all those on there. I'm not going to go over the full rules for solitaire. I assume if you're playing this, you have an idea of how to play already, and that you're just looking for a solitaire game for iOS. So I'll just go through how to play a game using this app specifically, and I'll assume you know the rules. What I'm going to do first is touch with two fingers to remind us what that card is on the top of the deck.
Six of diamonds.
So we've got the six of diamonds. Now how do we know what are all the stacks on the bottom? The way you switch between the three different areas on the screen here is to touch and hold for a second. You don't have to touch and hold forever. You're not going to hear anything while your finger is still down. You have to lift your finger up. So it's more of a longer tap, I guess I'd say, than really an actual tap and hold that you might be thinking of. The tap and hold is a quick tap and hold your finger there for maybe a second, maybe a little less. It's not a really long gesture. It's just enough to focus on the new area of the screen. So the very top, again, is the deck. The middle upper half is the four stacks where the aces go, and the bottom half is the tableau where the seven stacks are. So if I touch the bottom part of the screen with one finger and lift it almost immediately, but leave it there for a little bit.
Tableau. Pile one. Card one. Top card. King of clubs.
And there we are. I'm on card one of the first pile, all the way to the left. It's a king. To move up or down through a stack, I flick up or down. Of course, this first pile currently has none. So you hear that noise, means there are no cards. If I flick to the left, nothing, because I'm on the first stack, I can't go left. But I can go right, so I'll flick one finger right.
Nine of hearts.
There's the nine of hearts. And again, if I flick down, nothing. But if I flick up, that sound means that I can't see it, but there is another card face down there. Flicking to the right again.
Jack of hearts.
There's a jack to the right.
Three of clubs.
And to the right.
Six of hearts.
Right.
Eight of spades.
Right.
Four of clubs.
Right. And that's it. Now, you'll recall we just had a nine. It was a red nine. Now we've got a black eight. So let's move that eight onto our nine. I'll flick left until I find it.
Eight of spades.
There it is. And I'll double tap one finger.
Moving one card starting with eight of spades.
Moving one card starting with eight of spades. Keep that in mind because that means that I can actually move smaller portions of stacks if I wanted to. So I don't have to move an entire stack at once. I can just move two or three cards off of a stack and put them somewhere else if I wanted. And you move to the card you want by flicking left, right, up, and down. Hear that sound in the background? That's that. That means that I'm in move mode right now, which means that next time I double tap, I'll be placing a card. I will not be selecting a card to be moved. As long as you hear that sound, you're in move mode. And if I decided, you know what, I don't want to move this, I would do a three-finger flick down.
Move cancels. Tableau. Pile six. Card six. Top card. Eight of spades.
And it cancels it. Now you don't hear the sound anymore. But I do want to move it, so double tap.
Moving one card starting with eight of spades.
Let's find our nine.
Six of hearts. Three of clubs. Jack of hearts. Nine of hearts.
Double tap. And it moved. There is our new stack. If I flick left...
King of clubs.
There's our king again, but now if I flick right...
Eight of spades.
You'll hear the eight of spades. This time, flicking up will not beep at me. It will say...
Nine of hearts.
Because now the nine of hearts is followed by...
Eight of spades.
The eight of spades. Because I've moved the eight onto the nine. Now if I tried to move up past the nine again...
Nine of hearts.
Still nothing, because I can't see that card. I haven't flipped it over yet. But what I did do is flip over the next card in the stack where the eight was. So let's flick back to the right with one finger.
Jack of hearts. Three of clubs. Six of hearts. Eight of clubs. Four of clubs.
Figures I got another eight. Now, from what I can tell, that six on the deck, and again, two-finger single tap.
Six of diamonds.
That's not useful here. We can't put it anywhere. So let's tell it to flip up another card by touching with three fingers. And remember, don't touch and hold. That would bring up help. Just tap once with three fingers.
Four of spades.
Four of spades. Not going to be useful. We don't have anywhere to put that.
Four of diamonds.
Nope.
Seven of hearts.
Okay, cool. That we can deal with. Let's go back to our nine and eight stack two here.
Eight of clubs. Six of... Three of... Jack of hearts. Eight of spades. spades.
Eight of spades, and above that, flick up with one finger.
Nine of hearts.
That's the one we want.
Eight of spades.
So we're on the eight of spades right now, and I can move that seven onto this eight. The way I do that is I could touch the very top of the screen to focus on the deck. I could double tap. I could come back down, touch the bottom of the screen to get back into the tableau. I could find the stack again, and I could double tap. But there's a much faster way. All I need to do is go to the card where I want the card from the deck to land, where I am right now, this
King of Clubs, Eight of Spades.
Eight of Spades here, and I just tap three times with one finger.
Four of Diamonds.
The Four of Diamonds is now on the deck. But again, I can't use it. So let's flip again.
Seven of Clubs.
Can't use it. Let me double check, though. I feel like there's a six on here.
Jack of Hearts. Three of Clubs. Six of Hearts.
There is a six. Oh, but it's a six of Hearts, so I can't move it. But let's pretend I was trying to. Let's double tap the six.
Moving one card, starting with six of Hearts.
Let's try to put it on the seven. It's
Three of Clubs. Jack of Hearts. Seven of Hearts.
Not going to work, but I'll show you what happens.
Cannot move red card onto red card in the tableau.
So it says it can't move it, tells you why. You're trying to move red onto red. But you still hear that noise. So if you try to make an illegal move, it won't let you, but it won't cancel your move either. So if you accidentally double tap the wrong stack, you could say, oh, no, didn't want to do that. Find the correct stack and double tap again, and it would still try to move it. But I know I can't move it anywhere, so let's cancel that with a three-finger flick down.
This pile has move canceled.
There we go.
Tableau. Pile two. Card four. Top card. Seven of hearts. High card is nine of hearts.
Sorry about that. That does happen from time to time. I'm not sure why. I feel like it's something to do with four fingers. I haven't been able to pin down exactly when that happens or what I do to make it happen. But every so often, suddenly you'll hear a big summary being spoken. If that happens and you don't know why, it's no big deal. It's just a gesture. I guess it's maybe an undocumented one or one I haven't figured out yet. But speaking of gestures, there is one other one that I want to talk about, and this is behind the paywall. You do need to have the full version, the paid version, to do this. And that is the two-finger double tap, which you have to enable in settings once you're able to do that. What that'll do is try to move the first card it can to the ace stack. So if I had an ace showing here, it would try to move it. If I do it right now, because I don't have any aces, that honk noise means invalid, there's nothing to move, you can't do that. But again, if I had an ace, we'd be all set. To move to, again, your ace stacks, maybe you can't quite remember which one you have where, you'd tap and hold for just a second on the middle, kind of the top middle, I guess I'd say, of the screen. It's all big horizontal region, so it's not like it matters if you're on the left edge or the right edge. The whole idea is how high you are up from the home button. And you kind of just have to get a feel for it, but it's pretty easy, really.
Seven apart. Foundation. Pile one. No cards on pile one.
So there are my foundation stacks. So they're what I think of as the ace stacks. And if I flick to the right...
No cards on pile two. No cards on pile three. No cards on pile four.
So if you don't want to enable the two-finger double tap to move your aces, you don't have to. You could select your ace, come here, and paste it where you want, or select your two or your three, whatever it is, and paste it where it needs to go. You can do it either way. It's really not a big deal, however you want to do it. Let's go back to the bottom here, to the tableau.
Tableau. Pile two. Card four. Top card. Seven of hearts.
Now, what was my deck card here? I don't remember, so if I touch two fingers...
Seven of clubs.
Okay, the seven of clubs. So I can't do anything with that. But can I move any of these stacks in the tableau here? Because when I flick left and right, all I hear is the bottommost card.
King of clubs. Seven of hearts.
That's a seven of hearts, but is that the only thing on the stack, or are there more cards above it? I have to flick up.
Eight of spades. Nine of hearts.
To hear them. Thankfully, there's an easier way. A two-finger flick up.
Top cards are King of clubs. Seven of hearts. Jack of hearts. Three of clubs. Six of hearts. Eight of clubs. Four of clubs.
Now that's supposed to read you the topmost cards so that you can quickly get an overview. For some reason, I've sometimes had it read me the top cards as in the ones that are closest to the face down ones, and I've had it read the top cards as in the ones that are farthest away. So I'm not quite sure what the logic there is, but you know, if you want a quick overview, that'll work. Two finger flick down also does something.
This pile has nine of hearts. Eight of spades. Seven of hearts.
That will quickly tell you what your current pile has. You heard that beep. That means there's one face-down card. If I flick to the right...
Jack of hearts.
And do the same thing. Two-finger flick down.
This pile has... Jack of hearts.
You heard two beeps, because there are two face-down cards here. That's basically the idea behind this game of solitaire. You just select whatever card you want by flicking left and right between the stacks, flicking up and down to the card, and double tapping. To paste it somewhere else, you flick to where you want it to go and double tap. To move a card from the deck onto a tableau stack, you find the stack, you tap three times with one finger, and that'll quickly move it if possible. To flip up a new card in the deck, three-finger tap once. When you're out of cards, by the way, you will have to three-finger tap twice, and that will tell it, yes, I really want to flip it over. By default, and this threw me off like crazy when I first figured it out, I didn't know what was going on, but by default, that setting is actually disabled. So, be warned. Two-finger flick up will read basically all the top cards in all the seven stacks in the tableau. Down will read the current stack. Two-finger double tap will try to move a card, if possible, to the ace stacks if you have that enabled. And again, that's only available in the paid version. And to go there, you just go into settings and purchase that if you want to, if it's worth it. Three-finger tap and hold is help. And again, tapping very top of the screen is where the deck is. Middle is where the foundation, or what I think of the ace stacks, are. And the bottom is the tableau, or the seven stacks you're actually playing with. And from all that, basically that's how you get around and play solitaire. Now, let's go back to the main menu here, and to do that, you just do a three-finger flick up.
Blindfold solitaire main menu.
You'll notice now this is voiceover again. It's not the self-voicing thing. Let's flick to the right, see what all we have.
Resume game button.
That will appear only if you have a game in progress. It's not going to save a ton of games or anything. It's only the current game you can go back to, or if you start a new one, your current one's gone. So it's, you can't just have, you know, 5 or 10 games all saved up. You're trying to play them all. It's just one game at a time. So flick to the right.
New Klondike, deal 3 cards, button.
That's a 3-card deal.
New Klondike, deal 1 card, button.
1-card deal. They work exactly the same. All the gestures are the same. The only difference is 3 cards will deal 3 cards at once whenever you tap with 3 fingers. 1-card deal will, of course, deal 1 card at once.
Help, button.
Help will open up the documentation, which if you're new to solitaire especially, I do recommend you read.
Settings, button.
Settings we'll go into in a second.
Buy more games, button.
And that's it. You can buy more games from them. And I really do recommend you check them out. They're a great company. Let's go back to the left.
Settings, button.
Go to the settings, double tap.
Settings, heading.
And let's see what all we've got.
Done, button.
Of course, we'll get you back out of the settings.
Game settings, heading. Change speed for saying cards. Now it is fast.
And I've got it set to fast because the speech by default was painfully slow to me. But by default, I believe it is set to, I think it's normal, possibly normal or slow, I'm not quite sure, because I changed it as soon as I could. But to set any of these, by the way, you're going to double tap.
Alert, speed for saying cards.
And you get one of these alerts. And in here, you just choose whatever option you want.
Slow, button, medium, button, fast, button, very fast, button, cancel, button.
So there you go. And you know what? I didn't see very fast before. That is cool.
Very fast. Button.
That I want.
Settings. Change speed for saying cards. Now it is very fast.
And when you're done, you'll hear it tell you what the new setting is. Flicking to the right.
Background sounds. Now it is quiet.
By default, you'll have like a piano sound. I turned that off by setting this to quiet, but you can change the volume of this background music.
Say the words waste pile after drawing a card. Now it is off.
I have that off. If that's on, every time the card is automatically flipped up from the deck, you will hear, you know, six of diamonds, waste pile, or whatever card it's flicked up. I didn't like that. I always knew it was on the deck, so I didn't need to hear it. And again, you can turn that off if you want.
Zip pop bop sound if any card can move to foundation. Now it is off.
That sound would play if there's an available card that could move to a foundation pile, or again, what I think of as the ace stacks. Again, I've turned that off, but by default, it is on.
Allow two-finger tap to move any correct card to the foundation. Now it is on.
That's the one I was talking about that you have to turn on and that requires you to purchase the full version of the game.
Open all tableau cards. Makes game much easier. Now it is off.
And what that will do is, remember earlier the beep when we hit a face-down card? That'll basically make all the cards face up, so you can always see what's in your stacks at all times. It really removes the challenge from the game. I don't recommend it personally, but if you're just getting used to the game, or if you find the regular one too challenging, by all means, hit that. I mean, that's what it's for, so you can do whatever you want. It's your choice completely. It really doesn't matter. Not like these are being scored or anything.
General information. Heading.
And this really threw me off, because usually general information is at the end, but be advised there are more settings after these, so keep going. Do not stop here like I did for the first day.
Follow our blog using the Safari app. Read about other blindfold projects. Our blog address is stemmiami.wordpress.com.
So I'm just going to skip through quickly all of these. You can read them if you need to.
Subscribe to our tweets. Tap to ask us a question. Send email to developer. Klondike 1 settings. Heading.
So you get past all those, and now you have the settings for each game. And if the developers were listening to this, I would really recommend moving these settings up above the contact and general information. But here is, I was mentioning earlier that by default, when you hit the end of the deck, you can't turn it over. This is why. If I flick to the right.
Number of passes through the deck for Klondike 1. Now it is no limit.
You can turn that to either 0 or 1 or 2. There are a few different options. I've got it set to no limit. But the idea there is that if you really want to challenge, you can set it so that you can only maybe turn the deck over twice or once or three times or not at all. And by default, it's set to not at all. So when you first play a game, you're going to be running into this. You're going to try to flip the deck over and it's not going to do it. So this is why. Just hop in here, change it to however many passes you want.
Allow only kings on empty tableau for Klondike 1. Now it is on.
That's the default setting. Without that on, you could put any card you wanted to onto an empty stack, not just kings.
Hints for winning Klondike 1.
And that just opens up a little page where you can read about different hints and tips for how to do better at solitaire.
Klondike 3 settings. Heading.
And these are identical.
Number of passes through the deck for Klondike 3. Now it is no limit. Allow only kings on empty tableau for Klondike 3. Now it is on. Hints for winning Klondike 3.
And that's it. So those are all the settings. Again, you're going to hit general and you're going to think that's it. That is not it. Keep going and adjust any of these that you want to. Let's get out of here,
done.
Though.
Button.
Done. There we go.
Blindfold solitaire main menu.
And if I wanted to.
Resume game. Button.
I could resume my game.
Resuming Klondike 1 game.
It tells you.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers. For quick help, press three fingers for 2 seconds. Waste pile. There are four cards. Seven of clubs.
And you'll notice, too, that the seven of clubs it just spoke was way faster than everything else. In the current version, which is as of February 12, 2015, there's, I guess it's a bug, where the speech is actually slower for most announcements. It pronounces cards really fast or really slow or whatever you change your speed to, but a lot of game announcements are not affected by that speed setting. If I flick to the right here, nothing happens. Now, that's because by default you're focused on your deck, so don't be thrown off if you try to flick to the right through your stacks and you're not hearing anything. That's why. I can't flick up or down either. But if I touch on the bottom,
tableau.
There we go.
Pile 1, card 1, top card, king of clubs.
You'll notice that speed difference again. It's a whole lot faster when it's talking cards.
Seven of hearts.
So this is how it works. I could then play through this game if I was going to lose the game, or if I just didn't want to play this one anymore. Maybe I wanted three cards instead of one card. I would just do my three finger flick up and choose to start a new game. Again, it's not going to save all your games. It's not that kind of app. It just is meant to play one game at a time. Games are meant to be kind of throwaway. You know, whenever you're done with one, that's, you're done with it. It's not a huge deal. They're not scored. They're not timed. It's just an app that'll let you play solitaire. Now, the one problem you might run into if you are a Braille user is currently this app does not use voiceover speech at all. If you use Braille exclusively or if you heavily rely on it, you might want to find a different one, because this app is not going to output to a Braille display, to my knowledge. It might, I don't have one to test, but based on what I know of how this stuff works, I don't think it will, because it's only using speech synthesis, it's not using voiceover speech. And as far as I know, voiceover speech is the only one that can be output to a Braille display at the same time. So Braille users, give it a shot. It's a free game, you know, why not? But I'm not sure if you'll have very good luck. Again, as of the current version, I mean, it's perfectly possible that if you're listening to this after February 12, 2015, there might be an update and it might work just fine. So that's Solitaire. That's everything I can think of that you might need to know about it. And once again, it's a great app, free to try. It's only a couple bucks if you want to unlock the full version and get all the extra features and the three-card Solitaire and all that. And buying that is a great way to support a guy who's doing a lot of work and putting out some really quality stuff. That's everything that I can think of. If you have any questions, go ahead and leave a comment on this podcast page. Or you can tweet me at VO Tips. That's VO, short for Voice Over Tips, all one word, no underscores, no nothing. And you can also tweet at STEM, STEM as in Mike, Dad, DAD. STEM Dad, all one word. That's the developer of Solitaire and all the other Blindfold games. So you can tweet either one of us. I will be of less help than he will be because he makes the games. But I'll give it a shot, and if I have no idea, then I'll let you know. Hopefully this was helpful. And again, if you have questions, let me know. Let STEM Dad know on Twitter. And enjoy playing Solitaire.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.